101.1 Aware, Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B, and home of the Russ Paul Morning Show. DJ Skills on your radio with my homegirl on the phone line right now, Kay Michelle. What up, Kay?
Hi, how you doing?
Everything's good. How you been? You good?
I am doing great. Working and working.
No doubt about it. I mean, first and foremost, I mean, you know, congrats with all the success. I mean, you've been silly busy, yo, the past couple of years. TV, musicals, albums, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
No doubt about it. And, you know, Rebellious Soul, you know, debuted number one in the R&B Billboard charts, number two on the top 200. So if you ain't got that joint, you need to go out there and get it and get ready for the next album.
Yeah, yes, the next album comes out in December.
Do we got a name for it yet?
We haven't announced it yet. I didn't want to just tweet out my album title. I wanted to do something creative. So we did a mini movie for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when is that slated to drop?
We're going to put it out probably in the next 2 weeks. I think we're going to team up with VH1 and put it on out and let you guys watch it. That way you'll not only get the album title, but you'll get the date it's out, and you'll also get to see what's the meaning behind the album title.
All right, cool. Well, yo, the first single off the album, it's a big one, Love 'Em All.
Yes, it is. People were really scared. The label's kind of scared of the single because it's so different. It's a little bit of rock, a little bit of R&B, but it was a great choice. It's doing great. It's third week in radio. It's doing great, and I wanted to do something a little bit, you know, fresh and a little bit innovative to R&B. I didn't want the same old boring R&B easy record. I wanted a record made a statement, and a record that had a different feel and sound to it.
How would you compare Rebellious Soul to the new album? Are there going to be more features, or is there more input on your end with song selections for the album?
You know, I write on my music, but it's absolutely completely different. I know people always say, oh yeah, my new album is so just no, this album is completely different. It's not a genre based album at all. It's rock. I have country on there. I have all kinds of records, and but they all remain true to who I am, and they speak about life issues and topics. So it's a broader album for me. It's a bigger sounding album, and I just combined a lot of the different music genres, and it's just like a plethora of a lot of different music. It's completely different, though.
All right, we'll just show a little bit of that background as far as, you know, growing up in Memphis and all on this album.
Yes, it definitely does, because I grew up listening to country and a lot of different things. So you're going to get a feel for everything on the album, and I'm just ready for it to really unfold so you guys can start to hear.
All right, let's switch it up a little bit and talk musical. How was it working with Idris?
It's great. Like, he's cool. People always ask me that. He really is he's a down-to-earth, cool person. He's really actually very normal, not very Hollywood. And, you know, he was my friend before the musical. So, you know, it was just like working with your homeboy doing it.
No doubt about it. So musicals, that's a passion of yours. Are we going to see any more?
Yes, definitely. I want to do another musical for this album. And I am working on a sitcom now, my own sitcom. So you'll see more of me in acting coming up soon. So I'm excited.
Okay, cool. And that's supposed to premiere, like, what, November?
November 3rd. I have a sitcom and I have my own reality show. So the reality show airs November 3rd.
Okay, and that's called My Life, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And that'll be on VH1 as well, right?
Yes.
Nice. You know, Kay, honestly, I think you're one of the most talented individuals out there, and I think you have one of the biggest hearts out there as well.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
But with that being said, you know, you're one of the most misunderstood artists out here as well.
I am. You hit that on the head.
You know, I think it comes with the territory of being talented. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you're out there in the public and you do get misunderstood.
But still, I get it way more than I should. And I think it's so crazy. I be feeling like real is the new hate, right? People hate the truth about situations and things, and, you know, but I just remember, you know, I was trained under him, and I just remember him telling me the very first time he met me, he said, "You're so talented, they're going to get you." And I remember looking at him like, this man is crazy. What is he talking about? And, you know, through the years, he would just always say to me, when artists are talented, your mind works a little different, and you see things a little bit different, and, you know, a lot of times, artists that have a lot of talent, they have a hard time with explaining themselves or how they're looked upon. So I just take it day by day, and I think more and more people start to understand me every day, and like doing interviews like this with you and everybody else gives people a better look on who I am as a person.
Exactly. So what would one thing that people should know about King Michelle that they don't?
I don't fight all day. Like, I really am not a mean person. I give my all, and I think that's why I get hurt a lot, because I don't get the same love back when I give it. And I laugh a lot through the day. I'm not as uptight and tensed up as people would think I am.
I mean, that's right. Especially like, you know what I'm saying? Let's go back 4 or 5 years for the first time I met you. You didn't know who I was until we got introduced, but you showed me the most love. And ever since then, every time we see each other, it's been all good.
Thank you. Thank you. Because you don't know. Like, and then I have my days too, like you. Like, everybody have their bad days when they're not smiling as big. But what I do try to do is when I'm out in public, unless you do something, I'm nice. Like, even if I'm having a bad day, you know, I might not talk as much, but I'm like that. I can't take out my bad day on people, and especially on my fans and supporters. So I'm very open when people see me out.
Where's that one place that you go to when you have to clear your head? Whether it's a trip somewhere, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, a part of the house, whether it's the studio, where would that be?
I would say normally it's actually my room, like in my house. Like, I'm really a homebody, and I love to cook. So when I'm going through something, I'll get in that kitchen and I'll cook and bake.
Uh-oh.
And that gives me a lot of comfort. Yeah, it actually does. I love that.
Uh-oh, Chef K.
Yeah, in the kitchen with some music playing, it really is relaxing and takes me away.
So what's your favorite dish to cook?
I do this pasta. I just started to make this Cajun pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely amazing. I do that, and I love to bake, and I do monkey bread. I'm really good at that monkey bread. That's easy. Actually, today, I'm about to make a pineapple cheesecake.
Nice. Yeah, you know, you're going to have to invite mm-hmm. us over there one day. You know, we'll bring the what? Are you still sipping on the Jack? Is it the Patron now? What are we doing?
No.
The Don Julio? What are we doing, Kay?
No Jack. I started the Don Julio, but now this guy's white guy in a bar got me on McAllen.
Uh-oh.
And I really like that. McAllen's is something else. And it's so crazy, it comes in levels like 12, 15, 25.
Oh, really?
So I've been on McAllen's, and it's smooth, and it doesn't give you a hangover.
Uh-oh, somebody need to get you an endorsement. But you know, when I come over, I'll bring the black bottles, all right?
Okay.
Your Instagram is crazy right now. Go ahead and get that out if they're not following you right now.
Yeah, my Instagram is K Michelle Music. We keep it updated every single day. I've tried to fall back a little bit off of it, but I'm always keeping everything updated. So I'll be on there, you know, every other day checking it out, and you guys will get to find out every single thing that's going on with me.
All right, K Michelle, ladies and gentlemen. AK, I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, calling in and all of that stuff, and I'll be seeing you soon.
Thank